Well, the Cincinnati Museum Center is always comprised of three different museums, the Duke Energy Children's Museum, the Natural History Museum, and the Historical Society History Museum functions. And although this is different in character and different in scale, the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center will become one of those kind of programmatic areas, but it'll have its own separate identity. It'll have its own separate programming. It has a distinctive mission, although it's complementary with the mission of Museum Center. It has a specific focus that's a little different.
Are jobs going to be lost or have been lost already at the Freedom Center as a result of the new arrangement?
Well, the Freedom Center has had a lot of challenges since opening in 2004. There have been a lot of job losses from the, I think over 107 employees they had originally. And this will result in some additional job losses that will be shared throughout the overall organization of Museum Center and Freedom Center. And we're trying to mitigate those as much as we can. We're trying to reposition people inside the organization if there's a place where they really fit and they can contribute to the organization, and we've been fortunate with some people taking some new positions and having some attrition that's kind of happened.
Are you going to be the head of the new entity, or will the Freedom Center still have its own independent boss, shall we say, or leader?
Well, I think that the goal here is that we work together to really maximize the energy of the new organization in its totality. So it has one administrative structure, and I'm the head of that structure. Kim Robinson will continue as the executive director of the National Underground Freedom Center, and he will be directing the programming and the fundraising and marketing and outreach programs for the organization. The finance areas will be consolidated under the one chief financial officer, human resources, technology services, building services, and things like that will all be consolidated into one overall corporate structure.
What are your plans for improving the attendance figures at the Freedom Center and getting people who go there to come back again?
Well, actually, the attendance is been turning around there, and it's up substantially, already this year. And so the exhibits such as the Music of Change have really attracted new audiences already. And we intend to build on that and definitely use the experience that Museum Center has had in driving continuous programming that engages people.
Can you give us a hint on upcoming exhibitions at the Freedom Center?
I can give you a hint that we have some really exciting things coming up in the future, but what we have learned at Museum Center is it's usually best to kind of wait until the best possible moment to release that to the public.
Cincinnati Museum Center and Freedom Center CEO Doug McDonald says the Freedom Center has received a $1.8 million grant from the Kellogg Foundation to help stabilize the Freedom Center and to support the merger with the Museum Center. I'm Steve Hirschberg.